welcome to another episode of Code to Lead podcast. I'm Christine.
And I'm Anna. And today we are joined by a very special guest, Billy Pilgrim.
Hi, I'm Billy Pilgrim.
So today we are going to be discussing Billy's extraordinary life.
And stay tuned, because we are going to be joined by another guest that is simply out of this world. Let's get started.
So Billy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been places, many places, too many to count. I've been naked and clothed, and I've survived a firebombing, and I've done a lot more.
Interesting. Many people may not know this, but you were a soldier in World War II and got captured and survived the Dresden bombing by hiding in a meat locker. What do you have to say about your experiences in the war?
Well, it was a lot of long days. After I was captured by the Germans, I was brought to Dresden to work as a contract laborer in a syrup factory. You know, I saw a lot of people die, burned to death, shot to death, starved to death. But so it goes. Death is death. We all die at some point, right?
So it goes, I guess.
See, when I tie and jump, I can see everything that happens. No one wants to die, but no one really has to. If you can go to a time when you're alive, you're not really dead.
Yes, our human listeners won't be able to understand, but time is not as simple as it seems. Rather than occurring in a linear fashion, life occurs simultaneously in a single moment. It may be too much for a simple human mind to understand.
And I see we are being joined by our special guest, Mr. Trout. Let's give a warm welcome to our very special guest, all the way from the fourth dimension.
As I was saying, optometry is a very difficult profession. It took me years of studying, but I ended up marrying a daughter of a well-to-do optometrist in Ilya. However, she died from carbon monoxide poisoning. So it goes. But anyway, war is bad, quite bad. No one wins in war.
Well, isn't it ironic how you have bad vision? Your profession supposedly treats poor vision, and yet you are blinded by your own delusions. Wouldn't you say you don't even know what reality is anymore? Huh, Billy.
Yikes. We'll be back after a quick message from our sponsors.
Join a free giveaway. You could win a signed copy of an unpublished book on human existence from the point of view of a pigeon, written by the one and only Kilgore Trout. Call 1-800-LOVE-BILLY today. That's 1-800-LOVE-BILLY today. We're only taking the first call, so be quick, and make sure to use code JAMES.
And we're back from our break. So, Billy, I've heard that you've been suffering from PTSD over the last few years. Managing that today?
I manage it somewhere or another.
So, Mr. Troth, lately there's been an uproar of controversy surrounding your own existence. What are your thoughts on the matter?
Humans cannot fathom the possibility of intelligent life outside of their galaxy. All of your moments are simply structured that way. Your close-minded brains would never be able to comprehend the fourth dimension in which we Tralfamadorians live.
I've also heard reports of Montana Wild Hack being seen on Tralfamador. Is it true? She's been missing on Earth for the last few months.
Actually, she's living well with our child there.
Everything on Tralfamador is better than reality if you let yourself believe it. Just imagine Billy being with a woman like Montana on Earth. No one would believe it.
He's right. Tralfamador is my fantasy. It's everything I ever wanted on Earth, but was impossible.
It sounds like a nice place, but weren't you kept in a zoo? Without any clothes? With Montana? With no privacy?
But does free will really matter? There's only so much you can change. The moment is structured that way. Life is easy and peaceful when you're not making all these decisions.
Indeed. Nothing could have prevented Billy from being put in the zoo. Nevertheless, he was a big hit with the zoo goers. A beautiful specimen, that Billy.
Beauty really is in the eyes of the beholder. I've been told that commissioned in the POW camps during World War II were similar to that of how you lived on South Amador. No privacy, constantly being marveled at by others. You get the gist.
I guess you could say it was alike in those ways, but I enjoyed my time on Tralfamador much more than in the camps, though.
But even after the war, you were still able to live a successful life. I think we can all agree that your recovery is pretty miraculous.
You know, I may have had success as an optometrist, but under all that wealth, every day I still struggle to think what my meaning in life is. I ask myself why I survived the war and not someone else.
Actually, not to be rude, but Billy hasn't really achieved much in life. Yes, he is quite prosperous and popular after the war, but it's mostly a ruse. Is he really a successful optometrist, or is it because he has good family connections? He marries into the family even though he doesn't truly love Valencia. Underneath it all, he is a broken man who has yet to come to terms with his own reality.
But if we're going off of free will, I think Billy has a good point. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you do because it doesn't change anything. Say, Billy, if you were a better soldier or received proper training, your chances of surviving wouldn't have been any better than any of the other people in Dresden, wouldn't it? Death happens whether you like it or not, and your perspective just accepts it as it is. I hope you find peace in Trafamador and enjoy a life with no free will.
Wow. All this free will talk is really fluffing my feathers. And I think we're just about out of time. Thank you to both of our esteemed guests for joining us today for our first installment of Food to Eat podcast.
No problem. I gotta go time travel again now.
Yes, I know you're thankful. Now I really must get back to Trafamador.
Thanks for tuning in to Food to Eat podcast. See you next time when we speak with Huckleberry Finn on his adventures down the Mississippi River.